You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we've got to talk about five huge changes that I think are coming after Sheila Carter is found. She's back from the dead. I don't think she's going to be in great shape, but I definitely think she is going to survive. And when word of that spreads, oh my gosh, so many ripple effects. In fact, I think it's going to be a tsunami of ripple effects. We're going to unpack all of these, but if you haven't, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Let's just jump right in. The first big change I think is coming after this whole Sheila resurrection occurs is I think Finn and Deacon Sharp are going to have this big bond. They have been friendly, but during this grieving Sheila process and now this searching for Sheila process, I feel this kind of quasi-father-son bond developing between them, something like that. And this elation over finding Sheila, I think, is going to make that bond even tighter. You know, Finn has gone from skeptical to all in about his biological mother being alive. And on Monday, the search for Sheila intensifies. Finn, of course, is worried that they're going to be too late. That's the same thing that's on Deacon's mind. And now that they are both fully convinced Sheila's alive and Sugar died instead, it's like a race to find her. They are frantic, they're emotional, their feelings are heightened, and they're doing all this effort searching together and are going to find her together. And I feel like this is going to lay the groundwork for a firm friendship. I mean, basically, Deacon at some point is probably going to end up being his stepdad. And it's just one more tie between Finn and Sheila that I think is going to be very bad and cause more fallout. And I do expect them to find Sheila in dire shape and that they're going to work together to save her. You know, good thing is Finn's a doctor, fortunately. Deacon's going to be grateful. There's just big stuff happening between the two guys that I think is important for the storyline. The second thing I think is going to be huge once she's found is there's going to be an epic Forrester freakout, like just en masse, all the Forresters, specifically Steffi and Ridge and Eric, plus all the Logans. Everybody's just going to lose it. The Forresters have been so happy dancing on Sheila's grave, which if you know that messy history, it makes sense, right? I'm not saying that they're not justified in dancing on her grave, but the very notion that she might have survived is absolutely appalling to all of them. Right now, they're in denial. They're calling Deacon crazy, that kind of thing. But soon, harsh reality is going to hit them. They are going to go from this hypothetical, maybe she's alive, to this, oh crap, resurrection, she's alive. Hope and Steffi both heard Deacon saying that Sheila is alive, and they have told their families, but everybody's kind of poo-pooing it, writing it off to Deacon being hysterical and grief, whatever. But when it comes to fruition, it's going to be explosive. The Forresters are going to be so furious, but at the same time, their hands are tied. She's alive. She's alive. That's it. And, you know, I don't know. They're going to have to go back and undance on that grave. They're all going to be so upset. The third thing I think is going to happen, I think Steffi Forrester is going to hit her husband, Finn, with a mother of an ultimatum. Steffi has already demanded many, many times on Bold and the Beautiful that Finn stay away from Sheila. And of course, you know, she flipped out further when Liam videotaped Finn and Sheila at the courthouse hugging. Liam may want to get his camera ready because I expect more of Finn hugging Sheila. Glad she's alive. Glad she's come through this near death ordeal. And then Steffi is going to be back to her attitude of she can't be in our life. But I think Sheila being the victim in this situation is going to have Finn seeing her in this new forgiving light. But we all know, first of all, Steffi is largely incapable of forgiveness. But when it comes to Sheila Carter, that seems totally fair. I mean, she has shot her. She has shot her mother. She shot her grandmother. Just bangity bang, shooting people in the Forrester family. And I am quite certain Steffi is going to tell Finn, you can't be around Sheila. She's done. Cut her out of your life. I don't care if she died, if she came back from the depths of hell. You can't be be around her. At the same time, I don't think he's going to listen. He's got another chance with his bio mom after thinking she was dead, and that's going to be a game changer for Dr. Fem. The fourth big thing, I think, coming after all this, after Sheila's found, is a Sheila and Deacon wedding. You remember, I think it was late last year, Deacon proposed to Sheila, but then he told her they can't get married, because Hope was going to cut him out of Beth's life and her life. But I think now that Sheila has been the victim of foul play, I think Deacon might change his tune. And I think that he may not be as ashamed to be with her. You know, he was taking heat from a lot of people about her. But now that B&B has written her into this victim role, I think Deacon is going to change how he handles everything and how he addresses people's perception of her and her being worthy of love, and whether he loves her and whether he should love her, whether she's entitled to love. I absolutely expect Deacon to marry Sheila sooner rather than later. I don't think it's going to happen in May sweeps, but you never know. Maybe hold off to July sweeps. We'll see, but I do expect declarations of undying love, thrilled that Sheila's back from the dead and that he has another chance to make her his wife and express his love in a very visual way for everybody to see. The fifth and final thing I feel like is coming from this is a hard one, and I don't like the sound of it, but I do believe it's coming. And I think that Steffi and Finn are going to hit the skids. I definitely foresee Sheila's resurrection as a huge problem for their marriage, because the bottom line, Steffi hates his biological mother, and he doesn't. He doesn't hate her, and he's never going to hate her. And even worse, after this whole ordeal, I think he's probably going to be willing to express love. You know, oh my gosh, can you imagine Steffi's and her reaction if Finn said, I'm not going to give up on my mother. I love her. I mean, I think he's going to be defensive and is going to want Steffi to see Sheila in a different light after the ordeal she's been through. But I expect zero sympathy from Steffi, no change in her attitude towards Sheila, despite this near-death incident, despite the fact she was kidnapped and locked away, basically left to starve to death. Steffi's not going to care. She's going to be like, good, she should have died. That kind of thing where, you know, Ridge has been calling his mom an animal. There's going to be a lot more of that, that animal deserves to be put down. And with Liam already waiting in the wings, this whole thing is a huge issue. Plus, this week, Steffi is looking pretty jealous seeing Liam kiss Ivy. That means to me that deep down, or maybe not even that deep down, maybe closer to the surface, Steffi has some feelings she shouldn't have. Finn's not going to like it if he sees Steffi, you know, if she starts talking about Ivy and Ivy shouldn't be around Liam. Finn might be like, why should you care? This is not cool. So at a minimum, I see Steffi having an oopsie and kissing Liam, you know, this time maybe her initiating it, or worse yet, her hopping in bed with Liam. You know, how when she was so upset at Liam, she went to the guest house, wound up in bed with Bill. I can see the same kind of thing where she's so upset with Finn that she goes to the other guest house. I know that Eric has more than one Zendaya's in one, and Liam shows up to check on her. One thing leads to another. We'll see. I just don't see anything good for Steffi and Finn's marriage out of this. Hey, subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're expecting to see after Sheila Carter is found and is reintroduced back into everybody's lives and everybody explodes. Let me know what you think. Drop your comments. Come back soon. We are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.